listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Senior Advisor for Government Relations with the Heritage Foundation, Mike Howell, on the phone with us. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
All right. We can hear you loud and clear. We appreciate you so much being available to us on this Valentine's Day. We had a chance to talk about the romance part, but we're going to go right to political things that seem to be happening in our blue states around the country, more and more removing the mask mandates. How interesting is that?
Yeah, well, it tells you that midterms are coming up and they see the writing on the wall pretty clearly. I mean, it's clearly nothing has changed in the science that they quote unquote relied on for so long and followed. This is purely a political move. I think they see what's happening in Canada a little bit affecting it. Clearly the midterms coming up, which it's anticipated, there'll be a shellacking for Democrats. They want to get ahead of that and start removing this. There's also a huge attempt at a narrative shift in this whole thing. You see a lot of prominent Democrats on the Hill and in the media basically saying, oh, we listened to the science so much. Biden led us through this. Now we can, due to all of our hard works and following these experts, we can start removing this kind of stuff. It doesn't make sense to anyone, you know, with independent thinking to themselves. It's clearly a political play, and it's outrageous.
Mike, I want to share some facts that you may not be aware of. Our radio station is on the campus of Calvary Church, and our pastor, Skip Heitzig, he had an interesting way he dealt with the governor of New Mexico. When the mask mandates and all the lockdowns were first done, COVID kind of hits the scene. Nobody knows what's going on. He serves on the governor's advisory committee. Well, he tries to share various things, and literally nothing that he says is listened to. So he withdraws from that and knows that that's not where he's supposed to be. And we go through all of these different mask mandates, all these different things, shutdowns, businesses going out of business. Over 50% of the businesses in New Mexico go out of business. And he makes an announcement this past August. He says two things, and this is available to anybody on YouTube. Number one, he says, our church will never close again, period. And if you would like to wear a mask at church, please feel free to do so. If you don't want to wear a mask at church, you don't have to wear a mask. And of course, as employees and things, most of us are not wearing masks. We've not had any super spreader events. It seems like the science in the last 6 or 8 months has jumped in front of us to say these masks never worked, never were going to help in the first place. And now I don't know the political motivations, but it seems like the blue states are all acquiescing finally.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. And let's remember at the beginning of all this, Dr. Fauci stood up there at the White House podium and started out from the premise that masks do not work and encouraged people not to buy them. And then obviously went into full-on mask mandates. And now we're back at square one. We've done the full circle. But I think the pastor is absolutely right. I mean, this should have always been an individual choice, not one compelled by the federal government or the states or localities. And so I'm glad that these mandates are rolling back. But I got to say, I've been free-facing, as I like to call it, for the past couple of years on this. I've never been a mask guy whatsoever, and I've turned out just fine here. These little cloth things, they haven't done much of anything. And the science coming out on them shifted, a few months ago. We finally got like the major science, so to speak, saying that N95 masks were the only ones that actually caught stuff. Meanwhile, these cloth ones that we've been, sheepishly wearing around all this time clearly didn't do anything. It's kind of outrageous to think how much you can shift mass behavior based off of such minor things. It's truly ridiculous. A time in our history, it's going to be really hard to explain to future generations how people could be so easily willing to give up their freedom and basically told what to do on, in something as visible as wearing a piece of cloth to cover up your entire face.
Yeah. Mike, what should voters do with this information?
I think they should judge the policymakers on how they handled this. I mean, if somebody, if you're in a private business relationship with a company and they tell you the wrong thing for 2 years, you'd get a new business to work with. You should treat your politicians exactly the same. This isn't just a minor thing to be wrong about. It's one of the most major touch points between the government and the individual that we've seen in recent years with all these COVID restrictions. And so I think people should take a full accounting of, who pushed this stuff and not, you know, have them represent themselves anymore. I also think people need to, you know, moving forward, recognize maybe we shouldn't fall for this as a country and society again. I think Americans, by and large, are really good people who give each other the benefit of the doubt. And sometimes that applies, you know, too much to our government and our mass media. So there needs to be more of an inherent skepticism moving forward next time something like this is even attempted.
Mike, as you are a conservative think tank, do you think about how our government should react? Because this probably will not be the last pandemic we're confronted with.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think pandemic politics are going to be with us for a while. The government realized how much they can just manipulate control over all sectors and private behavior with this. What we know historically about the left is once they find a tool to be used like this, they're not going to let it go away. And so I think we'll see this going forward in various iterations. There will be other COVID type things that are used as the pretext for this behavior manipulation. And so what we need to do, there's some efforts underway, you know, at the federal levels for legislation, but unfortunately the House and Senate are not controlled by conservatives at this point. But in the state authorities, we need to look at making sure that the emergency powers that are granted to governors and, you know, even at the more local level, aren't so wide that you can do these sorts of things. We need to limit the ability of the governments to basically use emergency powers to do these sorts of things. So there's not even that option moving forward.
Mike, when you talk about being a conservative think tank, are you trying to find ways to control people or to give them more liberty and freedom?
Well, that's a slam dunk question right there, and it's the latter. See, we believe here that truth is actually on our side, and it's just a question of getting the information out and the best policy and resources and facts, and that people and Americans, you know, generally make the right decisions when they have the right information. The problem right now is that we're swimming upstream against, you know, a very controlled media that is acting in furtherance of what I like to call the regime to be major corporate interest and leftist policymakers. And so it is really tough. We're doing battle with absolutely, you know, David versus Goliath here. But we think that Americans, once they get this info, if we can just get it to them, we'll make the right decision. So that's what we're trying to do is, you know, make it more of a fair fight with more transparency and more information out there.
And tell us about the Heritage Foundation and how people can get involved.
Yes, absolutely. So the Heritage Foundation is the country's largest conservative think tank. And what that means is we have a lot of the world's best researchers here looking at, you know, issues across foreign and domestic policy. And they're trying to get that information out, like we just talked about, to policymakers on Capitol Hill, but also to individuals throughout the country. So we do a lot of research and promotion of that, working with our allies across the entire country to achieve kind of conservative solutions that are enduring. And so we'd love for you to check us out at heritage.org. You can find all of our materials there. Or if you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Heritage. We'd love to get you involved and you know, join forces to try to take this country back.
Are you hiding the information that you have from, say, the progressive left? Or are they have ability to look at your information as well and consider it as serious an as options?
So we're a 501c3. That means we can't, you know, pick and choose who we kind of give the information to. It's all public facing. The left, they pay a lot of attention to what we say. Most of it obviously is them reacting and trying to cast doubt on the research that we put out. But those are fights we usually win. I can tell you the left is no fan of ours. We are probably enemy number one when it comes to major organizations they don't like.
You know, Mike, I asked some people the other day, our audience is largely people in the faith community, Christians of various denominations all throughout the state of New Mexico. And because we're online as well, we have more and more people listening on a worldwide basis. And I always ask the question during the show, I said, do you think that conservatives, people that are Christians and religious, are, for example, going to protect the rights of someone who is gay, or someone wants to have same-sex marriage? Who's going to protect the rights of people that don't agree with the faith community? Is it the faith community protecting them, or is it the progressive left?
Yeah, that's a terrific question, a way to look about it. We are for a free speech environment that respects the individual rights of all Americans, regardless of background or persuasion. What the left is for is to hold out their ideal vision of what the world should look like and cram that down everyone else's throat. So when it comes to the protection of minority or dissident rights or people who disagree with one or the other, it's the conservatives that are looking to create that kind of plurality of opinions in America that really is the secret sauce to kind of how our policymaking works and our communities do great. And so look no further than kind of what's happening on Capitol Hill. There's not a lot of legislation that's coming out of there that you can say really reflects a unified theory of America. It's all trying to achieve far left wins and redefining our country in ways that they think is a better fit for them. And that's not something we stand for.
And Mike, you also don't believe, you've said this before, that you don't believe in canceling out other people just because they don't agree with you.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Cancel culture is one of the worst phenomenons of recent years. It's ruined countless lives. It's done a lot of damage to individuals. But what it's done to our broader conversation as a country is it's basically made people fearful to speak up and engage and be active citizens. Now when you're faced with losing your job or, you know, being pushed out of your community or all these sorts of other ways they'll come after you, people retreat and they don't get involved. And then that space is filled by these loudest, biggest progressive voices. And that's not the way this country was set up to be run. It's unfortunate, and it's really done a lot of damage to us as a whole.
Well, as we get into midterms, we've got primaries and things coming up in June, and then, of course, we have a big election coming up in November. What are you anticipating happening as you see mask mandates and other things with lockdowns and things that have been so pervasive and so much difference between the blue states and the red states in our country?
Right. Well, I think the left and the Democrat Party understands and reads the same polls that we do. If the midterms were held today, they would get creamed. They'd probably lose the House and quite possibly the Senate. And I think they know what's driving those poll numbers. A lot of it's frustration with how the COVID epidemic, you know, has been handled and these kind of really restrictive mandates that have really, you know, made life a lot less pleasant for a ton of people. And so they understand that. And that's why we're going to see a generalized relaxation of these rules right before, you know, the elections start happening. And like I said earlier, they're going to pitch it as it's because we followed the science of President Joe Biden that we got to this point. But we all know that's not the case. It's just a political about face. So I would expect to see some calming down of the more ridiculous things that the left does. But we know well enough that just means after the midterms, they'll just get back to it. They got two more years before an election. So don't rest easy.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. Mike Howell, Senior Advisor, Government Relations with the Heritage Foundation. We appreciate you being with us.
And God bless. Thanks for having me.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.